for Glen Police Dispatch.
Hi. I live, this is, I'm just wondering, I live across from the park, and I was just, like, sitting in my apartment, and there's a girl with a blue baseball cap on and two guys, like, I don't know, they look Indian.
Okay.
And
well, right now, you know something's amiss.
Like Native American or
not Indian, sure.
Like,
we're being invaded. Look out.
You mean to tell me in Brookline or Newton there are Indian people?
No, they looked Indian.
Right, well, I got to tell you that it's very rare in these communities to find someone of Indian descent. They look Indian. Oh, yeah? Well, so does everyone at my kids' school. Come on.
With a blue baseball cap on and two guys, like, I don't know, they look Indian.
Okay.
And they are walking dogs back and forth in front of the apartment. Stop. And then they keep walking back. Stop. Back and forth, back and forth. And they're taking them out of this silver, like, BMW, like, you know, hatchback or whatever. And so I'm looking out, and I'm like, can you stop pulling the dog like that, walking him back and forth?
First of all, all the people.
Wait, was it multiple dogs or was it just one dog?
No, there's one dog. They, how many times have you gone, darn it, Indian, quit walking that dog back and
was
forth?
The was the leash a little too tense? Right. Like,
well,
too
they were. I mean, if you see a couple Indians walking a dog back and forth, I mean, what are you going to do?
You got to call the cops.
I mean, the
radar beam that goes off. All right.
In and out of the BMW.
God.
First of all, the BMW gives them away. And second of all, they're Indian.
They're obviously ruffians.
Exactly.
Are they trafficking this dog?
Three Indians in a BMW walking a dog back and forth. I mean, if anything would scare the bejesus out of you, it's got to be that.
So I'm listening. Like, okay, I'm ready for the other shoe to drop.
Right.
So they're walking this dog.
Back and forth, though, Rich.
Back
ominously.
In a park.
Right.
Yeah. Right, and it's, instead of going in concentric circles, they're just going to and fro.
Right. So I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Like that, it's probably like bothering his neck. And he goes, we're training them to be service dogs. And then he starts...
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine?
Like a
likely story. Right, so these are like good human beings.
Right, yeah.
Training them to like help out the
Like the payoff of the story is like, oh, here's a completely reasonable explanation of why they're doing it, too.
Right. So I've given you the explanation. It's something that probably a good human being would do.
Well,
I still got a problem.
Rich, dogs, you just need to talk to them. Sit down with a coffee and have a good conversation with them to become a service dog. There is no training involved at all.
So it says it's the same woman who called about the mailman.
Who knows?
Oh, could be.
Does sound like the mailman lady.
Oh, come on. It all sounds the same. It just bothers some pricks. Walking a dog to and fro. We'll be right there. We'll send the SWAT team.
And he goes, we're training them to be service dogs. And then he starts... Yeah, and then I'm like, I don't like think like the dog likes you pulling him back and forth, stopping him abruptly and pulling him back.
She's Dr. Doolittle. She's communicated with the dog.
Right, not the first time. And she's spoken to an animal.
Yeah. I've spoken to the dog. He don't like being walked to and fro.
Nice.
The dogs like they like almost a pentagram kind of thing because they are tools of the devil. Give me a nice circle and a whatever the hell's in a pentagram. My next tattoo.
Pulling him back and forth, stopping him abruptly and pulling him back. And then he starts going to me, you a veterinarian? Are you married? Are you? I think they're kind of rude.
Yeah. Well, then if rudeness, if nothing else, is to get the police involved. And
she sounds like the kind of woman who lives alone, so it's probably not married.
Feelings police. Yes. How can we help you?
Yeah. You think she lives alone, Bert? Yeah. I would guarantee that by a million. I mean, she's sitting in her apartment, and it's obviously during the day. I mean, they're not out there at the crack, like, you know, at midnight, walking the dog around. She's just peering out her window, looking for something to get pissed off about.
I'd set the over-under at, like, six cats living in her apartment.
That's not a bad guess. I would imagine.
Are you married? Are you? I think they're kind of rude. Okay. And why are they doing that?
So your concern is that these...
I mean, it's hot out, and they're taking dogs out of, these hot cars and...
All right, hang on a second. Everyone knows when it's hot out, dogs, you should stay inside.
That's right. Keep them in the car.
With the windows closed. Yes.
Right. There's
keep
nothing,
them in the car.
There's nothing nothing worse for a dog than being outside.
Keep
they're
them
not... Well, Rich, you joke, but they're not built for being outside. You know, animals throughout the ages, Rich, yes. If you didn't know, mm-hmm. since caveman times, were sealed in a cave and not allowed to... There's nothing my dog likes more than being in the house all day. It's a magical time. I like the crap and pee that's all over the place. It's fantastic.
I mean, it's hot out, and they're taking dogs out of, these hot cars and walking them back and forth and training.
Wait, they're taking the dogs out of the hot cars? Well, miss, you've got me there. I mean, let them sit in the hot car. And by the way, the hot car, they're taking them out of the hot car? We don't believe in air conditioning. We like it as unpleasantly warm as possible. In fact, we've been sitting in... We sat in the car for an hour before we dare take off with this animal.
I just, every time I hear these, I think, imagine being the cop who gets this call.
See, the cop, it's
sucks. Do you think they like play them back, like when they're hanging out and stuff? Like, do you think, you gotta listen to this one?
Oh, well, yes. As I said, I've got some insiders who want to go unnamed. Who are thankful that we do this segment so people know what they go through on a daily basis.
I had to call 911 a couple weekends ago. And they did not, and I had a very legitimate reason, and they did not indulge me at all like this. The Brookline dispatches are...
Saints.
Are saints. The idea that they're indulging, I was cut off immediately and sent to some line.
Training them. I didn't like his attitude either. I think he was kind of rude.
Okay, where are you now, ma'am?
I'm in my apartment. I'm just looking out.
Okay.
I'm just concerned about the welfare of these dogs.
Sure, sure.
What's it's like hot out.
Sure.
And the other one just looked up at the apartment.
Oh, well. Come on.
Was it a threatening look?
It's laser eyes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know about these Indians.
Yes.
They look at your apartment and there's all going to hell's to pay. Couple of Indian folk.
Don't forget the woman in the blue ball cap.
That's right.
Yeah.
Not so concerned about. It's these two Indian fellas that I feel are the real culprits here.
Sure. And the other one just looked up at the apartment.
Okay.
Oh my God! And they're doing it to antagonize me.
I got an idea. Shut the blinds.
Don't look outside.
Yeah,
stop looking out the window.
Maybe feed the three cats.
Went out and bitched at him for walking around a service dog, and then they dare look up at your apartment because you're a psycho. I mean, they looked up at me. Oh, I wonder why.
And then
maniac.
And then they started training the service dog in a park.
Well, I mean, you know, you're supposed to do it in the middle of 95.
This
okay,
guy with a gray.
Name?
No, I don't want to give my name.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, it's just.
Yeah, I don't want to give my name because these Indians are going to go nuts on me. We all know that.
She hasn't just
seen the back
she
of a dollar.
She thinks the police are going to leave.
Do you ever see the back of a dollar bill? It's all Indians trying to. It's all secret code. They run the world from a mountain in Colorado.
This
okay,
guy with a gray.
Name?
No, I don't want to give my name.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, it's just like they keep walking them back and forth in front of the apartment, and they're making them heel. Stop.
Okay.
They're, like, really rude. And it's hot out. They shouldn't be doing that in a hot day.
Okay.
Can you just have a policeman check them out?
Sure.
I don't want them throwing a rock through my window or anything like that.
Well, that's
a rational thought.
That's a good leap in logic. Is that...
Well, didn't the tone make it sound like that had happened before, though, right? I don't want the rock going through my window.
Well, I mean, how many times...
Lady, you kind of deserve it now,
yeah,
to be quite honest.
Well, if there's anything I know, Indian dog trainers, notorious for rock throwing.
Ha ha ha.
I mean, that is something that, listen, we make fun of these calls sometimes. But if I see a couple Indian fellas training a dog,
watch
look
out
windows.
Rocks.
I mean, look out. I mean, they're picking up rocks and hucking them like no one's business. It's almost biblical, the stonings that are going on.
I can just see, like, her walking away from the window for a second and then looking out and they're staring all of a sudden. It's like, oh! And she closes it back.
I don't want to give my name because I know that there is an intelligentsia that is out there.
Did they do that, ma'am?
What? No, no. But I'm afraid if I give my name or anything, they will. They'll probably be irritated that I even call the police on them.
Okay, well, I have your concerns, and we'll pass it along. Thank you for letting us
will
know.
Will somebody check it out?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh,
thank
these
you.
Poor
Bye-bye.
People. Oh, my God. The poor cop that has to go by.
I don't know. If I'm a cop, that's kind of like a, you know, you take your time. You get to have lunch.
Stop at Dunk's on the way over.
There's really no urgency to getting over there.
Because you know she's looking at you in the window while you're doing it all.
Yeah, but I don't have to deal with her. She won't give her name.
I don't know. They look Indian.
Jeez. I'll tell you, these Indians, you never know which way.
I'm like, can you stop pulling the dog like that, walking him back and forth?
It's rather abrupt, sir.
Can you imagine, like, you have an apartment, like, looking out at a park, I would imagine that's not inexpensive. And part of the appeal is the park, and what you've done is you've turned it into a spectator sport.
Are you married?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Are you married?
Yeah.
Then go bother your husband.
I'm in my apartment. I'm just looking out.
Okay.
Yeah, park surveillance from that apartment.
There is not a chance in hell she's not wearing a house coat. There, she is in a house coat like you wouldn't.
What's
you,
a house coat?
Wouldn't believe. It's a like a drapery.
Yeah.
That has a hole in it.
The pattern is everything. Everything.
It
yes.
Looks like a rug. Yeah, like,
yeah. My grandmother used to wear one of those.
If you ever read The Brothers Grimm,
yeah,
it's what every woman in The Brothers Grimm is wearing.
It's true.